Today I'm going to talk to you about my a project I'm developing called Soul Food for Your Baby, which is a breastfeeding project that targets African Americans who live in South LA. I just want to say that I'm in the program is in the development stages. It has not been implemented. Today I'm going to give you a little bit of background about the benefits of breastfeeding, the situation in LA County, the cultural barriers to breastfeeding that African American women face, talk to you about Soul Food for Your Baby, our current activities, and our next steps with the project. As you know, there are many benefits to breastfeeding. They are well documented. For the baby, there's a decreased risk of illness during their infancy, such as diarrhea, ear infections, colds and flus. There's also a probable reduction in certain chronic diseases later in life, such as lymphoma, diabetes, obesity, digestive diseases. And there are also a probable reduction in SIDS or infant death and enhanced cognitive development. For moms, there are benefits as well, such as increased emotional bonding with their babies, a lower risk of certain cancers, as well as a decreased risk of diabetes and osteoporosis later in life, and they have a greater return to their pre-pregnancy weight. Society benefits as far as lower medical costs. For sick infants, there's an estimate that $3.6 billion could be saved if more women breastfed their babies. And there's also a reduced parent absenteeism from work due to care for sick babies. These benefits are well documented and they're evident, but they are not equally shared across racial groups. One nationwide study found that African American mothers were 2.5 times less likely to breastfeed compared to whites. The disparity persists in LA County. The yellow line shows the Healthy People 2010 recommendations where breastfeeding should be initiated, or they want 75% of women to initiate breastfeeding at birth, 50% at 6 months, and 25% to continue at 12 months. The blue line shows Caucasian women in LA County. The black line shows African American women. And you can see that for all levels that the Caucasian women meet all of or exceed the recommended levels, whereas African Americans fall behind. They start at 63% and go down to 14%. Why does this disparity exist? There are many reasons, as far as cultural reasons, also practical reasons that women across all ethnic groups face. But they're particularly evident in African American culture. One is just a lack of education about breastfeeding and misinformation. Some of the women feel that they just won't produce enough milk, or they don't know when their baby is getting enough milk. They feel that their breasts are going to sag, or that their children will become homosexual. There's also a social stigma and an embarrassment with breastfeeding. Women don't want to expose their breasts in public, and so they there's a social stigma where women feel that people are going to say that it's nasty, or comments are made in their social circles about breastfeeding. There's also practical reasons about the need to return to work or school, and just knowing how to integrate that into your lifestyle once you return to work or school. And also a lack of social support. Many of the mothers don't support breastfeeding. They feel, well, I fed you formula. My kids were formula fed. There's no need to breastfeed. Or often the grandmothers are the ones that are going to be taking care of the babies, and so they want to make sure that they'll be able to feed the babies, and they don't see how that can be done if they're breastfed. And also the male partners aren't always encouraging it as well. There's also a fear of pain or engorgement or cracked nipples. they've heard stories or just have had experiences with them, with their previous children. And then just, again, the perceived inconvenience of breastfeeding. Soul Food for Your Baby aims to target the social beliefs and norms that hinder breastfeeding among African-American women. The goals of the project are to increase the knowledge about breastfeeding, break down the cultural taboos and barriers, as well as increase knowledge of ways to integrate breastfeeding into work and school schedules, to promote positive attitudes towards breastfeeding, as well as increase initiation and duration rates of African-American women. The target population of the program are African-American women who live in South L.A. This encompasses the areas of Compton, Watts, Crenshaw. The ages for the program are women 14 to 25 years old, and this is about 2,000 women who are in the total targeted area. The secondary targets of the population are the social support network of the mothers, including their partners, their mothers, and the peers and other female relatives of the women. The project is based upon a modified version of the theory of reasoned action, which posits that intention is the best predictor of behavior. And for this, our behavior is the initiation of breastfeeding. Intention is influenced by many things, such as individual, interpersonal, and social norms and attitudes. And once this behavior is started, experience is the best predictor that it will be maintained. And so if the woman has a good experience with breastfeeding, she's more likely to continue it than if she's having pain and engorgement and cracked nipples. Therefore, the project has a two-pronged approach. The social marketing arm targets the cultural norms and attitudes and knowledge about breastfeeding. And there's a direct services component which aims to increase knowledge and to enhance breastfeeding experience. The social marketing arm will have billboard displays around the targeted area, bus shelter ads, and will really show women breastfeeding, are advocating breastfeeding in the context of their mothers or their partners. Are alone, just saying, you know, I support breastfeeding. I mean, it's not that simple, but that would be the essence of the message displayed. The purpose of the message is really to foster the notion that breastfeeding is a normal and acceptable practice. I fail to say that many of the women feel that breast milk is not the normal milk for your baby, that formula is the normal milk that the baby is supposed to receive. Along with the bus ads and billboard displays, there will be posters, a leaflet distribution, a website, and radio PSAs. The posters would be displayed in storefronts and in beauty shops, churches, just local areas where the women are so that they will see them. Here are some samples. We're going to work with a lot of ideas, but these are just some samples. One says the right ingredients packaged with love, and then another one is breastfeeding is so natural. This is also a sample of a breastfeeding booklet that we have, and one of the pages says, why is this accepted, and has a woman with a low-cut top on bearing, you know, part of her breast, but then in the bottom it says, and this is not, and showing about the same amount of breast. The direct services component of the project has many features. One is the breastfeeding education class, which will be broken into three parts. The first part talks about the basics about breastfeeding, just the benefits of it, the risks of using formula, targeting those cultural myths that African Americans face, as well as how it was a tradition that was lost. Many women of African American women breastfed, you know, a century ago, but that's something that's been lost. There's an association with slavery because many African American women breastfed their masters' babies during that time, and now there's an association with poverty. Like, if you breastfeed, then you can't afford to buy formula for your baby, or you're not getting it from WIC. But there's association with poverty as well. The second component really talks about the mechanics of breastfeeding. How do you do it? How do you pump milk? How do you take care of sore, cracked nipples, or how do you avoid them in the first place? There's a toughening process that needs to be take place, and a lot of women just don't know these things because they haven't been modeled this by their own mothers or in their family context. And then also just latching techniques and positions, so all the things that, all the mechanics that you need to know so that you avoid those types of experiences. And then the last component is integrating breastfeeding into your lifestyle. A lot of the women just don't even know that they can breastfeed in public. They feel that they'll be ostracized, or that even that they can breastfeed at work. At least in California, you can take time to breastfeed or to pump milk during the workday, and a lot of women don't know that. And so that's what we are going to be emphasizing in that last component, as well as just how to integrate it as a single mother, or how to include dads and grandmas and so forth into breastfeeding. Other aspects of the direct services component are a helpline that will help with basic breastfeeding questions, support groups, a breast pump loan program, as well as home visits by peer educators to really emphasize technique and to help women once they get discharged from the hospital. So this would include like 2 to 3 home visits and followed up by a follow-up call to see how women are doing. The current activities of the program, like I said, we're in the planning and development stages. We've been collaborating with Black Infant Health Partners in LA County, as well as the African American Breastfeeding Alliance chapter in LA. We've received funding for focus groups, but we're applying for money, more money. We need a lot of money to continue with the other aspects of the program. Right now, we're also conducting photo shoots, which has been actually really exciting because there's just not a lot of pictures of Black women breastfeeding. And so we are getting those women, capturing them with their grandmothers, with the partners, with their babies, so that we can use these for our social marketing campaign. And it's been fun playing with the babies, too. And also we're conducting a breastfeeding assessment survey just to assess the needs in the community. We're going out to hospitals, prenatal care clinics, community organizations, anyone that helps babies or mothers, and we're just seeing what are their breastfeeding services, what's offered. And right now, I think we had a list of 88, and we've contacted about 60 of them. And of those, about 32% offer any type of breastfeeding class, and 13% have a breastfeeding support group. And so there's really not a lot of things available for the women. And of those, a lot of the African-American women are not going to them because we have a large Latino population. A lot of the times the classes are taught in Spanish, or the women just don't feel that they're relevant to them, so they're not going to these things that are available now. The next step of the project are to expand collaboration with community organizations when we receive the funding, to go ahead and to develop the breastfeeding curriculum, to go ahead and we're doing the focus groups. I didn't mention that. We're starting focus groups next week as well, to really develop, to get the women's opinions about breastfeeding so that we can use that to feed the creation of the campaign messages, and then to, once we develop them, to test them in focus groups, and then we're going to pilot the program. And thank you for your time.